Brothers and sisters, thank you all so much for joining our town hall call. My name is Ginger Lane, and I am the political state coordinator for CWA in Arizona. Tonight, we are going to talk about premium pay and why it's extremely important to compensate essential workers who are on the front line, risking their health and that of their families. We will hear from CWA leaders, a member who is on the front line, and an elected official who will provide us with more information on the path forward to making premium pay a reality for us. Our first guest tonight is Ron Fagan, president of CWA Local 7019. Go ahead, Ron.
I'd like to thank everybody for showing up, hearing what we got to say. The thing I think that's really important is for everybody to understand what our technicians do out in the field. And one of the things that happened for us when this pandemic came is we had to step up, even though we didn't always have all the proper equipment, to keep everybody connected. And the job that we do, nothing else gets done if we don't do our job. Hospitals can't communicate, police and fire, the power company, banks, the schools, calls like this, your internet, your television, everything that goes on. People don't realize we're behind the scenes making all that work. And for our technicians, we're not going into, like, pristine conditions. We're going into the middle of the hospital to make sure that the phone system works. We're going into people's homes to where the internet is and to where their modems are, and we're working in their attics and in the alleys and all the places that are the undesirable places to be. And it's really one of those things where we had to step up to keep everybody connected, and we knew that, you know, everybody's kind of peace of mind and, you know, being able to work from home and everything that goes on was up to us. And so it's really important that we be included and people understand we stepped up. We stepped up to keep everybody connected and to keep things moving. And, you know, for our technicians, they really took it personal to keep, you know, people who are quarantined and the schools and everybody still connected and working. And that's just the main thing that I want to stress and focus for everybody to understand is that, you know, we people don't think about us once we get your service up and running. But what it does to make that service work and to keep it working, we're working tirelessly hours. Our guys are working 12, 16-hour days. Because there's just not enough of us to get everything going when this hit, because everybody started working from home and we had schools and all that. So our people really stepped up, and that's what I'd like to stress. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you, Ron. Now I would like to introduce Fernando Roman, CWA Local 7026 Executive Vice President. Fernando?
Thank you, Ginger. Appreciate it. Good evening, sisters and brothers. I want to thank all the members on this call. Our union represents a vast amount of industries, union print shops, AT&T, Cricket, retail store workers, flight attendants, call center workers, and many others. Also want to thank the elected officials who have stood with us by putting pressure on corporate officials to provide the PPE. I myself am a broadband technician with CenturyLink. Things have been difficult in the last 12 weeks. The COVID-19 has been a challenge for all of us, including our families. Please take a few minutes after this call to remember the CWA members and family members we have lost in this difficult time. I have trained myself to try to do the right thing for the customer for the last 23 years because the companies put profit over people and safety. The unknown is that I'm going to bring this COVID-19 back to my family. Relearning how to do my job with a mask and gloves, and realizing how many times I touch my face. The company continues to send out installs to COVID-19 households. So thank you again for everything you do out there to keep America and Arizona going. Brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to get premium pay for frontline workers. On Friday, May 15th, the House Democrats passed the HEROES Act, a $3 trillion relief package that would provide compensation to essential workers. The vote was 208 in favor and 199 opposed.
14 Democrats voted against the bill, and one Republican voted in favor of the bill. Technicians were initially not on the list of essential workers, but CW President Chris Shelton put pressure on the House leadership to get technicians included. Besides premium pay, this bill would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an emergency temporary standard to protect those who have been on the front lines of the crisis, interacting with the public, and risking exposure to the coronavirus every day, which is something that should have been done when the pandemic started. It also establishes funding and coordination to ensure that essential workers have access to desperately needed personal protective equipment. We need to pressure Senator Martha McSally to vote in favor of the HEROES Act when it comes up for a vote. President Donald Trump already said that he would veto the bill because it closes loopholes that provide tax breaks to the super rich. Brothers and sisters, please understand who is on your side, and let's hold elected officials accountable. And now I'm going to ask you, the members, for help. We need to make as many calls as possible into Senator McSally's office, asking her to support the bill. You now have an opportunity to make change for frontline workers. So, members out there, will you join me in making a call to Senator McSally, asking her to support the HEROES Act? Press 1 now for yes, and press 2 for no. We will send you a link with information on how to make the call. So again, members, will you join me in making a call to Senator McSally, asking her to support the HEROES Act and stand with workers? Press 1 for yes, and press 2 for no. Thank you, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Fernando. And now it is my pleasure to introduce someone who has been a true champion for workers, Arizona State Representative Athena Salmon. During her time in office, Representative Salmon has been fighting nonstop for workers and working families. She is a fellow union member, understands that we are the backbone of the economy, and deserve respect and dignity on the job. Thank you, Representative Salmon, for joining us this evening.
Hello, good evening. Thank you so much for having me this evening. It's very exciting to be on the call with all of you and to be supporting not only the work that you're doing, but the fight for dignity and respect while you perform your work. It is undeniable that these large corporations that you all work for would not be able to function without your labor, without your efforts. And so, you know, some of the things, I've been working closely with the organizers at CWA, trying to get both union and non-union communication workers the protections that they need. And maybe some of you would be surprised, but I think most of you wouldn't be that surprised to learn about some of the reactions that the companies have provided. Some of the companies are only providing their workers napkins instead of real face masks to stop the spread of potential COVID-19 in their workplaces. I was involved and I helped push the telecom company to provide PPE for those of you hardworking technicians who are risking yourselves by going into people's homes, because I know that we have to be unified in order to protect the workers in this epidemic, in this pandemic. You need elected officials to have your back, and you need to have each other's back in order to put enough pressure and win what the basic dignities that you deserve. You know, when I was listening to Fernando speaking, and he was talking about how President Trump is threatening to veto the bill because it closes too many loopholes that the wealthy have exploited. Imagine having politicians, imagine having elected officials who actually felt that way about workers, who were unwilling and firm in their values, firm enough in their values that they would not even consider legislation that didn't provide premium pay or didn't provide paid sick leave in case you or your family member gets sick. This is not complicated. You are not asking for too much. especially now that we are in a global pandemic. And this has proven that communication workers and technicians have been essential this whole time. We didn't need a pandemic to prove that. We didn't need a pandemic to demonstrate that. But now more than ever, it is time for our government and it's time for Martha McSally to step up and have your back because you got our back. So I just want to emphasize the pathway forward is by staying united. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican, Independent, Green, Libertarian, right? You are all in this together because you are all out there putting yourselves at risk. And the least that these companies can do is compensate you for it. The least that these companies can do is provide protective equipment for you while you're performing this work. This is the least that they can do. And we know, and I personally know, having communicated with the CEO of Maximus, having communicated with the CEO of CenturyLink and all these other companies, we know that it takes a unified effort to push them to do the right thing. But when we work together, we ultimately win. So the HEROES Act, I'm really excited that you all are on this phone line right now, that you're all becoming educated on what the act would do and how it would support technicians. I'm standing with you. My colleagues are standing with you at the state capitol. I know Representative Gallego had to fly to D.C. tonight, but he's standing with you. You have a lot of allies in this fight, and let's put the pressure where it's needed. It is a big question mark whether or not Martha McSally stands with you. So you need to contact her. You need to tell her, hey, I'm your constituent. I vote, and I expect you to vote yes on the HERO Act because I am an essential worker, and I deserve this, just like my brothers and sisters deserve this as well. So thank you again so much for including me in this phone call. I am very excited and always humbled to speak with the workers and to be with the workers. As a former union shop steward myself, I understand firsthand that in addition to the tangible benefits, at its core, we are all fighting for basic dignity and respect when we go to work and when we do our jobs. Thank you so much, Ginger. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Athena. We appreciate you taking the time to speak to our members. It is vital that premium pay be provided to every worker who has to put their health on the line to keep our country going through this pandemic. Workers in telecommunications, the public sector, manufacturing, aviation, journalism, and more are putting their lives on the line for the well-being and operation of the nation. And we should get the premium pay that we deserve. We need to call Senator McSally as often as possible and demand that she stand with us by supporting the HEROES Act. Thank you all so much for joining us this evening.